Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise Jesus much, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God? We greet you much in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we love you in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and His glory. To move on, reach unto you the fifth part, in the part B of that part.
Yes,
praise Jesus much of the answering of God unto the world. Why there are many problems in the world from when the year 2020 began. And we are still moving on, reveal the three ways through which God has come revealing His worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. And it is God's final work on this planet Earth.
And
the revival and the resurrection, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth. And it's basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. That is the answer in all the answers which come from the Holy Scripture, through which God is going to pass to answering the world. Why there are many troubles under the sun from when the year 2020 began.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
now when we first finish the first way, when God revealed His worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda, and is basing in the Holy Scriptures. Now that we knew it, as we first heard in Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 21, and God first proclaimed the Holy Scriptures, and He speaks to the children of Israel, that He will make them jealousy with another nation which will stand for His sake. Those we understood them. And we next saw the second way, through which God has come revealing His worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. When He passed through the history of the European explorers, that which based in the prophecies in the Bible, the men, the European explorers, when they came to Africa, in the book entitled My African Journey, they had come to seek for the source of the River Nile here in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And they said this is where the origin of man is. What will be able to explain the true secrets of Christianity, and that they base in scriptures like Isaiah chapter 18, verses 1 to 3, which explains the origin of man right beyond the rivers of Ethiopia. That's where there is the source of the River Nile supplying to Ethiopia.
In
Isaiah chapter 19, verse 5 unto 7, and it points to where there is the source of the River Nile, right from here, Uganda, Pearl of Africa,
Jinja.
At Jinja.
So ne tusobola okumanya bingi ku ebyo.
And we be able to know much about that.
Abasubira we ekyoto ekyamaanyi.
And expect there a powerful altar.
Nga mu Isaiah 19:19.
As in the Isaiah 19:19.
Mpaka olwabiri.
And to 20.
Ekyoto ekyokumanya Katonda.
The altar of knowledge of God.
Era empagi ey'obulokozi.
And the pillar of salvation.
Emira munaku zino ez'oluvannyuma.
Which stands in these latter days.
So bwetwamaliriza ekyo.
Now when we finished that.
Twagenda ku ngeri eno ey'okusatu.
We moved to the third way.
Katonda jaza bikulamu okuyitibwa kwaza subiza manga gonokuri kugwangalia Uganda.
God has come revealing his worldwide promised call which is on the nation of Uganda.
Mubonabi obwasinzira mbyandi ku bitukuvu.
In the prophecies which based in the holy scriptures.
Obwafuma mu Uganda.
Those released within Uganda.
Ne wabweru wa Uganda.
Outside Uganda.
Birobi nebya AD.
In this era of AD.
Kale bitwaso kukunnyonyoka.
Now when we first God explained.
Okoresebwa okwaba Australian vision on Uganda.
Australian vision on Uganda.
Okwandi kwa maulide ga new vision paper.
Which was written in the new vision newspaper
mu mwaka gwa 1992
in the year 1992
omwezi ogwe 10 ogumu
in the month of November
akuzomweza ali 14
the date was the 14
onako ngwali lwa mukaga
the day was a Saturday
okuita munabbi era omutume Wilhelm Wetzel
through the prophet and apostle Wilhelm Wetzel
ne Emil Klein
and Emil Klein
mubasinga okutegereza nyondi Katonda asinzira wano
where the most indicated God is basing here
okukola omulimu ogusembayo
to do his final work
kusema zinga wensino
on this planet earth
eranga yasubizo yalinga Musa
and he promised the one like Moses
alinga Elijah
the one like Elijah
alinga Daudi
and the one like David
ngomusikawo kuntubyo akaka ya Daudi
as the heir to the throne of David
kalinge gwanga ino chirifulo kuba eliyomuwendo
and that this nation is makes it to be a very valuable nation
abantu abalonde
people chosen
abantu abenjawulo
people who are special
yes you have been
praise Jesus man
kali twanyunyoka burunji okorisibwo ko
but God explained well that vision
okwaba Australia
of the Australian
kugwangalia Uganda
on the nation of Uganda
mu bitundu ebivuddeko emabega
in the parts we finished before
so twage na mukorisibwo ko afuruma mugwanga linelia Uganda okumuku obo
to one of the visions which came from within the nation of Uganda one of those visions
tugenda okulaba okwo mutume John Mulinde
we went to see the one of apostle John Mulinde
wa Prayer Mountain Uganda
of the Prayer Mountain Uganda
ne World Trumpet Mission
and the World Trumpet Mission
obunabi ku Uganda
a prophecy on Uganda
mwaka gwa 1995
in 1995
mukatabo kali
in the book
akamanyidwa nga egwanga masanganzira
entitled nations in a nation on the crossroads
eranga mu kitundu kine ekyo kutano
and in this fifth part
ekyo kwanukula kwa Katonda eliyensi
the answering of God unto the world
lwachi waliwe ebizubinji
why there are many problems
Monsi.
In the world
kuva mwaka 2002 lwatandika
from when the year 2020 began
mu kitundu kine ekyo kutano katundu A oba katundu A
fifth part but in this fifth part the part A within it
yetwasho kokulira
that we first heard
twaita mukulisibwa kuno
we passed through this vision
era ntukona kubyandikwa bingi byayogerwako
hinted on many scriptures which were spoken of
so mo kitundu kine chokutano akatundu akatundu B
now in this fifth part part B within it
tugenda kuba tunnyonyoka okulisibwa kuno byandi kwe byamazima
we are going to get explained this vision in the holy scriptures
paragraph emu ku emu
one paragraph per another
mukama akuwa mukisa
may God bless you
nga ogena maso okuliriza
as you move on to listen
twasoko kutegeza
we first told you
Amos esuli yokusanyo mukaga no lomusavu
Amos chapter 3 verse 6 to 7
ndikati tebafu wakonde
they do not blow a trumpet
abantu nebatatia
and people never get afraid
era
and
tuwabawo mutawana wansi wenjuba
there never happen calamity under the sun
katonda ngatagukiriza kubawo
God's not allowed it to happen
kumitawana jonna ejiri kunsire yo
troubles on the world this day
omori ne coronavirus nebirala binji
there is coronavirus and many others
katonda yabirekawo olwensonga
God left them for a reason
era imusomoti ndema bega wabyo na
and he raises a stand behind all of us let us read as we hear
Amos esule yokusatu nolunyiriri olwomukaga
Amos chapter 3 from verse 6
Bafu ile kondere mu kibuga abantu ne batatia obwimugwa ku kibuga mukamanga tabulese
yes yabazibwe nyo
praise Jesus much
okusinda ku Amos sule ne yokusatu no mukaga
according to Amos chapter 3 in the verse 6
bafu ile kondere mu kibuga
today blow a trumpet in the city
abantu ne batatia
and people don't get afraid
ero wagwawo mutawana mu kibuga bamunsi
can there be trouble or calamity in the city or the world
nga katonda takiriza bubeyo
God's not allowed it to happen
so tuli ebizubinji
now we hear of many problems
okuvu mwaka 2022
from when they are 2020 when it began. And those problems are under the sun in this world. There are sickness like coronavirus and many other problems. Even the famine which is going to follow. Even the powers
networks
we hear of coming through the 5 and the 6G network, which involves to confuse and mess the world, and the many troubles to increase on the people. But all those God allowed them to happen, that He will humble children of God under the sun, that introduces them His final work on the planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, and the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. When he moves to read Amos chapter 3 verse 7, God does nothing except His warned through His prophets. That's why
we
move on to see different visions which come speak of this
world.
Let us read as we hear.
Amos chapter 3, verses
7.
Mazima mukama katonda taliko kyalikola wabulanga abikulidde abaddu be bannabbi ekyama kye.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amos
Amos 3 and verse 7.
Say
that surely the Lord would do nothing unless He's revealed His secret to His prophets. That secret happens why He has done that thing.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. As we tell you, that God answers the world. Why there are many troubles under the sun? From when the year 2020 began, that all those left them to happen. But He first revealed His prophets His secrets. The secret of God is worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda. The final work of God on this planet Earth, basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on this planet Earth, and basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, that still is come proclaiming it through His prophets, has revealed today, that even the reason of all that you see, because He wants to officially open that His final work on this planet Earth. Now there are some of those we want to move on and get explained in the prophecy on Uganda in 1995. In the book entitled Nation on the Crossroads, through the Apostle John Mulinde of the Prayer Mountain Uganda,
World Trumpet Mission,
and the World Trumpet Mission,
is
come proclaiming this work to all nations, blow a trumpet that it's coming from behind.
And
God opens it as this year, how you hear it today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of God. But remember, this which you are revealed, they are not for me alone, they are not for full knowledge of God as this ministry leading this work. They are not for only Uganda. They are not for only Africa. They are not for only church in the world. But they are for all of us in the entire world. That's why He told us in Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29. And He speaks saying like this. Deuteronomy chapter 29 verse 29.
Ebyekyama biba bya Mukama Katonda waffe. tuyoke tukolenga ebigambo byonna eby'omu mateeka gano.
Yesu yebazibwe
nnyo. Praise Jesus much.
Ebyekyama,
the sacred things,
bibeera bya Mukama Katonda waffe.
Belong unto the Lord our God.
Ebibikuliddwa,
those which are revealed,
byaffe.
They are for us,
n'abaana baffe.
And our children,
n'abaana baffe.
And our children's children,
emirembe gyonna.
Forever.
Tuyoke tukolenga,
that we may do,
ebiragiro bya Mukama Katonda waffe.
All the commands of the Lord our God.
Era tuyoke tukolenga,
and then we do.
Ffenna wamu mulimu gwa Katonda ogusemba okusemazinga.
All us together, God's final work on this planet Earth. Blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And all you, everyone where you are, when you hear us, we move explain this vision
on
the nation of Uganda.
Okuita mtume John Mulindi.
Through the apostle John Mulindi.
Si kigambo ekyogerwa nti kyaffefika.
It's not a word spoken that's only us.
Buli awulira ng'oyagala Katonda.
Everyone who hears that you love God.
Oba badde okola obutali butuukirivu bwonna n'ebibi.
Where they've been doing all unrighteousness and wickedness.
Ye Katonda ayagala kusonyiwa.
God wants to forgive you.
Nako kokulizo kamukoka.
With only one condition.
Wawulira okolese, wawulira nga tunyonyola bino byonna.
The moment you hear us explain all this.
Oluchuka.
That when you turn.
Tandikirawo okuweereza.
Straight began to serve God.
Kubanga yakugamba.
We told you in Malachi chapter 3, verse 17 to 18, and he says like this.
Malachi esule yokusatu norunyiriri olwekumi nomusanvu.
Malachi chapter 3 from verse 17.
Era bali babange bwayogera Mukama owejje ku lunaku lwendikolerako bali bakintu kyanvuma era ndibasonyiwa ng'omusajja wasonyiwa mutabani we ye.
Yes. And they shall be mine. On the day when I will work. Now this day.
In
this year. Officially opens his final work. On this planet Earth. Facing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
But
say whoever turns, he has to be his.
Earn.
He will forgive them. As a parent, forgiveth his son who serveth him. It is only one condition. When you return to God, if to forgive,
pray,
begin to serve in this final work. In the revival,
yes,
praise Jesus much. Now, and we want to get explained officially. This vision in the Holy Scriptures.
Birth
through Apostle John Mulindi.
Wa Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
The Prayer Mountain, Uganda.
World Trumpet Mission.
And the World Trumpet Mission.
Unabii ku Uganda.
The prophecy on Uganda. 1995.
Yatandikanga agamba bwati.
He began saying like this.
Paragraph ya fesoka.
The first paragraph.
God said,
Mukama yagamba,
a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to come upon the nation of
Uganda.
It is going to transform this nation and the church from what it is today. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
we want to get explained in the scriptures of truth what he was trying to mean. We didn't speak of the mighty Apollo of the Holy Spirit. Is there in that time? He said it was about to happen.
That's why he says, God said, a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to come upon the nation of
Uganda.
It is going to transform this nation and the church from what it is today.
The mighty outpouring on this Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power, in the much power, it was about to happen.
Prophecy
was released in 1995. But right now that prophecy, it is coming to pass. When we first explain that which has been called the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, how does it appear like? And how do you prove that right now this mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit, it has happened? The pouring of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. That's when you understand that right now. Indeed, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit has happened. But when He speaks with us, in John chapter 1 verse 34, it begins by saying like this.
Yokana esure soka n'olunyiriri olwasa tumwesatu.
John chapter 1 from verse 33.
Nange samumanya na ye yantu mukubatiza na amazzi ye yangamba nti gwe nti gworiraba omoyo ngaka ngabera kuye oyo yabatiza no moyo mutukufu.
Yes.
Nabako.
You see
nti nange sachimanya samumanya kale.
I knew him not.
Ndiyono.
That is this one.
Yangamba okubatiza na amazzi.
The one who told me baptize with water.
Yangamba nti oyogoliraba.
The same told me the one you see.
Omoyo mutukuvunga akakuye mukabonera akejuba.
Only him the spirit descend inside of the dove.
Nase tolinga na besingao kuye.
It remains on him.
Ngoliyo komanya.
And then you will know.
Ndiyoyo.
That he is the one.
Womanyira nde gwanga lino.
When you know that this nation.
Lierigeno kurukutamu omoyo mutukuvubujuvubwe.
And it is where he's going to flow Holy Spirit in his fullness.
Eranga ndo chitandisi.
And as it's begun. Is that we first were baptized with water. With the source of the river Nile which has been spoken of. If now you see this spirit. And
it's
settled in the sign of the dove. Sign of the lampstand showing his
fullness.
And the men and the women. Those who serve God. And they have believed
him.
In the fullness of the Holy Spirit. The spirit of wisdom in the word. The spirit of understanding in the word. In the spirit of counsel. Which is in the word. The spirit of power. Which begins from the word. That appears in the Holy Spirit. It is manifested by angels. The mighty ones. Who fulfill the word of God. The spirit of knowledge of God. Who brings the full knowledge of God. And His glory. As you see this ministry. Of the new generation. Which has the full knowledge of God. And His glory. When you see His best in Uganda. The spirit of fear of God. To hate evil. As it began here. As today. And to help men get from evil.
And
the spirit of God. The spirit of the Lord. To glorify the Father. And His word. Of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then you know. That thus. For I had not understood him before. But you sent me baptized with water. You first sent prophets before. And they marked the skull of the entire world. Which is on Uganda, Pearl of Africa. And they speak most of the source of the river Nile. And it first appeared to be baptized with water. Now we wait to see as the spirit settled.
Yes.
And we prove that yes. That is the true nation of answering us. Why there are many troubles from when they are 2020 began.
For
God's final work on this planet
revival.
The revival and the restoration. The greatest and the last on this planet earth. And he moves on to say like this.
Yokana esure soka n'olu nyiriri olwasa tumwebiri.
John chapter 1 verses 32.
Yokana esure soka olwasa tumwesatu.
John chapter 1 verse 33.
Nange samumanya na ye yantuma okubatiza na amazzi ye yangamba nti gworiraba omoyo ngaka ngabera kuye oyo yabatiza no moyo mutukufu.
Yes.
Sasa ukamutegera.
I did not first know him.
Na yena yantuma okubatiza na amazzi yagamba.
Sent be baptized with water said.
Manyika tonde yatuma yokano okubatiza na amazzi.
God sent John baptized with water.
Na yengawe yamutuma yamugamba.
But as he sent him he told him.
Oyaje okununura.
The one coming to redeem.
Bolira banga omoyo akakuye.
When you see the spirit come upon him.
Kabonera akejuba.
In the sign of the dove.
Na setulinga tasagasa tamuva ako kugenda
remain him never depart from him going
ngolisomanywa ruo kutibwa ko moyo akasera
You know there is the pouring of the Spirit who comes just in a moment.
As
came on the prophets and judged Samson. And he departed from him after. But the one who see the Spirit come settle on him. In his fullness. You know he is the one. That's what I told Apostle John Mulindi. Prophecy on Uganda.
Listen
to 1995. The pouring, mighty pouring of the Spirit in the fullness.
It's
about to happen on the nation. To transform the nation and the church.
Do the
final work of God of redeeming nations. That upon which you will understand it
is
that Spirit would have settled. And we prove a special proof. All who are us in the entire world.
That
right now it's already happened. And the work is launching to start. That of the Spirit in His fullness.
The mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
It
means the Holy Spirit in His fullness. But in speaking, in the scriptures of truth, in the John chapter 3, 33 to 34, it says like this. This is the witness.
John chapter
3, from verse 33.
Akirizo kutegeza kwe, ngatadeka kaboneroke, ntikatonda wa mazima.
That he who accepts the testimony and is set a seal that God is truth for God.
His
worldwide promised call, which is on the nation of Uganda,
his
final work on the planet Earth,
revival
and the restoration of all things under the sun,
from
prophets and apostles in the Old and New Testament. Come pointing on it, you to come from Uganda.
But
when you hear this testimony and you believe
it,
prove all that God
has come up with.
Truth, and God is truthful, would never lie.
He
said, I'll do a work from this place. I will indeed do it. And here is done it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Verse 34, it says like this. John chapter 3, verse 34.
Kubanga Katonda gwe yatuma ayogera bigambo bya Katonda. Kubanga wagaba omwoyo tamugerera.
Yes, listen.
Katonda nga akutumye.
When God has sent you.
Era bawulirango oyogera bigambo bya Katonda.
And most when you speak the words of God.
Kati olwalero osobola okukakasanga osinzira mu mulembo mpya.
How today you can prove basic in the new generation.
Okumanya Katonda okujudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God. It is this ministry.
Obutegedwa kati mu Uganda.
Put in the midst of Uganda.
Okutegeza bana Uganda chiche twaitwa.
To tell the Uganda what we called about.
Okutegeza Africa n'ensi yonna.
To Africa and the whole world.
Ntibanange.
That friends.
Omulimu.
This is the work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because the Spirit Himself is not being given
information.
As I was speaking to you, we have not spoken our words. And we tell you God is answering the world. Why there are many problems. From when there are 2020
began,
and we bring stories to you. This
has
not been stories of our
words.
For whom God has sent for His sake,
He
speaks the real words of God. And when
He
gives Him Spirit,
He's
not measured for Him. So
he
told Apostle John Mulindi, when you see the
scholars
begun, there will be the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the fullness. And upon
what
you see, the one who will be coming will speak within the Spirit in the fullness.
Yes,
praise Jesus. For he will have the things of God, and when you hear, you approve.
That
indeed, God is telling us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So,
now the Spirit is unmeasured.
He's
there in His fullness.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Abantu abasinga basomanga kukujuzibwa omwoyo mutukufu.
Most people started in being filled with the Holy Spirit.
Era abasinga basukane basoma moyo we lesule yokubiri.
Most people read in Joel chapter 2.
Runyo rabi mo 8:29. Ngakatunda ayogera bwati.
And God speaks like this.
Yoweri esule yokubiri no runyiriri olwabiri mo 7.
Joel chapter 2 from verse 28.
Yoweri esule yokubiri no runyiriri olwabiri mo 8.
Joel chapter 2 from verse 28.
Ti awulutu ko ruvanyuma ndifuko omoyo gwange kubona abali no mubiri kale batabani bamwe ne bawala bamwe bali wobunabbi abakadde bamwe bali lote biroto abalezi bamwe bali labokolesebwa olijo labiri mu mwenda.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Amen. Jesus much.
Muyowele sule nilo kubirabiri munana agamba.
Joel 2 verse 28 says.
Uituka munaku izuru vanyuma.
It will come to pass in the latter days.
Ndifuko moyo gwange.
I will pour my spirit.
Kubona abali no mbiri.
Upon all with flesh.
Batabani bamune bawala bamwe.
Your sons and your daughters.
Bali leto bonnabbi.
They shall bring prophecy.
Abakadde mumwe.
The old in you.
Bali gena maso funo okwolesebwa.
They move on to get the visions.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okwolesa obunnabbi buise.
The prophecy has passed.
Okwolesebwa kuzi.
Vision has come.
Era naye tukunyonyodde mbitundu byonna ebisoosi.
We've explained in all the first parts.
Esonga lwaki waliwe mitawana mingi wansi w'enjuba.
Reason why there are many troubles under the sun.
From when the year
2020 began.
Wanga tundagula mbutongo.
Because God officially opened.
Ukwetu lesi yonna.
All over the world.
Omulimu ogusemeka kusema chinga weseno.
Final back on this planet Earth.
Ukusina mu Uganda kulali Africa.
Basically in Uganda part of Africa.
Na ye akabona nakalaga anti omwo yono kankana afukidwa.
But the signs show me this spirit has been poured.
Kusina mu Uganda kulali Africa.
Basically in Uganda part of Africa.
Ngobu jivubo weboli.
As its fullness is.
Yaga mujja kula bakone kuubonera obwenja wulu.
He said we shall see of different signs.
Muguru ne munsi
muno. In the heavens and within the earth.
Nga bora bantu ate enya simanyi waliwo omugagu afuse mu myofu.
As you see that the river water turned red.
Ndate wano takalia yasamye.
That here the ground opened up.
Nerimire nya omugga.
It swallowed up the river.
Ndiye takalia tambude.
The slant moved from its location.
Ate mbwengu natwala byembalasi tambula.
In the sky we saw a horse move up there.
Nebintu ebirala bingi.
And the many other things.
Ebikambo ebibeera mu nsi muno.
Wild things happening in the world.
Leo gedanga agamba bo.
Yet he spoke saying like this.
Joel yesule yokubiri no runyiriri olwabiri mo mwenda.
Joel chapter 2 verse 29.
Era ne kubaddo ne kubazana munakwezo kwendifuko moyo gwange. Olinyo lwasatu era ndiole sebyo kitalo muguru ne munsi.
Yes.
Yes, you ever see
when praise Jesus much.
What to get it up, you know?
Where you understand this?
Nti era no moya mfuka ne kwoyo gorozo kubo muddu obuddu.
Till the spirit is poured yip onto the one who even take as a mere servant.
He obanga mkazi obanga musajja.
Woman, a handmaid or a man.
Muchisaye kino tamatalinga.
In that time it never mattered.
Kubanga obadde mbuwereza ngo okuzi mu myaka.
You've been in the ministry
obadde okuzi erinya.
Or you'd made a name.
Asitula bali bota manyide ko dala wo manyira anti omulimu agukola.
Those you don't know of, that's when you know he's doing the work.
Ero labo bubonero.
And you see the signs
mu bwengule eri
in the sky.
Ebibadde we binji.
Many things have happened.
Chokate
yet
ne munsi waliwe bigena maso bubonero obwentisa.
In the earth there are terrific signs moving on.
Nakati gwati no jotunulira corona yeka.
And now you come only look on to
corona virus.
Virus.
Nolabanga gwe mutukuga gwe gulingo mutawana kaloguli.
Only trouble prevailing.
No tebuza lwachi
gwe guli. Why is it there?
Maybe nade bigenda macho kubeerawo.
Many others move on to happen.
So omoyoyo.
Now that spirit.
Yatandika okomuto nyonyola ko mubojovubwe.
We can't explain him to us.
Babalabisi.
When he's appeared.
Nawe yasoko kutegeza omutume John Mulinde.
As he first told Apostle John Mulinde.
Tuwajja kubawo okufuka ko moyo omuntu ku bojovubwe.
There will be a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the
Uganda kwali Africa.
Basically in Uganda part of Africa.
Then yasinzira oye to urensiyo na.
Then will best there spread of the entire world.
Kula omulimu gwa katondo okusimbe kusema zinga wese.
To do God's final back on this planet
Earth. Revival ero kudizibwa bujjo okukyasinze.
Revival and restoration the greatest.
Mulinde yali amukama wa Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Kale mbikwa batume sulye okubironyola okusatu.
Now in Acts chapter 2 verse 3.
Olunyi ero okusatu no
chapter 2 verse 3 and 4.
Na yogera kumujuvu moyo mutukuvunga agamba bwati.
It speaks of fullness of the Holy Spirit saying like this.
Ebikola bya batume esule yo kubiri no runyiriri olwokusatu.
Acts chapter 2 from verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo enimi ngezo muliro ngaze yawuddemu. Buli rulimi ne rutula ku muntu. Olunyo lwokuna bonane bajjulo moyo mutukuvu. Ne batanulo okwogera enimi endala ngo moyo boyabawa. okuzogera.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Yes, praise Jesus much.
Omoyo mutuku bweyali atandika bikwa abatume esule yokubiri.
Holy Spirit was beginning in Acts chapter 2. Verses 3 unto 4. When they were going to be filled, the Holy Spirit came upon them in tongues like of fire. They had three tongues. It rested on a human being.
And
they were filled with the Spirit of God. And they began to speak tongues as the Holy Spirit gave them. Now the sign of speaking tongues
is
not the sign of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
For
speaking of tongues, it's a gift. The Spirit can give it to this one and the other, and the other is not given.
What's
the First Corinthians chapter 12, the chapter 14, praise Jesus much. Now we want to see the fullness of this Holy Spirit. How does it appear? Because our Lord Jesus first told the apostles in the Acts chapter 1, the verse 8, that when the Spirit will come, He will give you power.
The mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Mighty. It comes in power and His fullness. Read us Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esule esoka n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana.
Acts chapter 1 verses 8.
Naye muliweebwa amaanyi omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alimala okujja kummwe. Namwe munaabanga bajulirwa bange mu Yerusaalemi ne mu Buyudaaya bwonna ne mu Samaliya. Nokutusa ku komerero yensi.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. All them you will be given power.
When
the Holy Spirit will come within you. And you will be my witnesses in
all
entire Jerusalem, in Judea, even the utmost parts of the world. It is the call of the whole world.
From
which you see the Spirit has come in His fullness and He empowers them. Apostle John Mulinde, by the Spirit of God, as prophecy was released,
a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
What they call
mighty,
the Spirit first comes in fullness and then He empowers you.
Read
Acts 1 verse 8. When the Spirit will come, He will give you power. Witness me in Jerusalem, in all Judea,
and
the utmost parts of the world. That is the
Uganda.
Who is poured in Uganda. In that power, mighty outpour, He sends us to all nations of the world. When you get to Acts 2, verse 3 and 4, He showed when He's been poured in the fullness. Then He empowers them. Let's read we here. Acts chapter 2, verse 3.
Nekulabika kubo ennimi ngezo muliro ngaze yawuddemu buli lulimi nerutuula ku muntu olinyolo kuna bonane bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu nebatanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa okuzogera.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You see, it is like this. Upon them came tongues like of fire. Every tongue rested on a person. We want to see these tongues, how many are they? To be filled with their spirit. For they said they got filled.
We
can't know how many liters were they.
But
we do not know this in liters.
But
perhaps there were 20 liters
to
prove that a person is filled. Or 100 liters
to
prove that a person is filled.
But we can
understand it in the sign of the tongue of fire.
Them
alone can show us fullness of the Holy Spirit. He says, speaking tongues.
It's
not what proves you've been filled with the Spirit. No.
Tongues
is a gift given one or the other. And even the Lord Jesus, you know, well, he was filled with Spirit even when he had no measure of it. Yet he never spoke tongues. Now you want to argue it wasn't filled. But when you read the John, John chapter 3, verse 34, that him the Lord
sends,
speaks his words.
And
when he gives him the Spirit,
it's
not measured for him.
We
saw in Matthew 3, 16, and 17, the Holy Spirit comes on the Lord Jesus in the sign of the dove. He got filled with the Spirit, reaching the extreme measure.
It
did come out of the water and is with John and is speaking. He didn't speak tongues. Tongues is a gift the Spirit gives you.
Yet
no one proves you've been filled with the Spirit.
But
see the fullness of the Spirit.
Been
power today, basing in the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God. Those given to lead in this
world.
How does he appear? For we've looked Acts chapter 2.
Verse
3 and
4.
And
this,
upon them came tongues like of fire.
And
they got filled with the Spirit, the Holy Spirit. And they began to speak tongues as the Spirit gave them. It's not you give them to yourself.
As you
train yourself and begin speaking, it's not like that. They can give you a tongue of the Japanese. For when you look to the Acts,
tongues
of all nations under the sun. Tongues of angels, as you say. You first speak tongues of people on the world. And even test that spirit. Makes you speak, tell you, speak Chinese. You go meet a Chinese person. You are not a Chinese.
And
you didn't learn their language physically. But we want to see the fullness of this Holy Spirit who appears in tongues of fire. When we prove that now right in Uganda,
blessing
here in new generation with the full knowledge of God, he's been powered in the fullness.
It's
ready to meet all you
who yearned
for God Almighty, God the Father in heaven, and his word the Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. That's why he speaks saying like this. In Revelation 4 verse
5.
Revelation 4 verses
5. Netabazo musanvu ez'omuliro ngazaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Revelation
4,
5 are saying, and there was a thunder, and the lightning, and the voicings,
even
7 lamps of fire, burning before the throne of God. They are the 7 spirits of God. Now see, it is like this. Acts chapter 2. Verse 3 and 4.
Upon
each came tongues like of fire.
And you
are filled of the Spirit.
And
you want to know the tongues of fire
how many
things to prove the fullness of the Spirit. Revelations. Chapter 4 verse 5, it's what is told you. I saw seven lamps of fire.
And
they shine before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God. And it means that these who are filled with the Spirit,
they
were filled seven spirits. It's each of them. Not liters of the Spirit. Or 20. Or 100 liters. Or 1,000 liters.
As
of water, how it's measured. No.
These
tongues of fire rested on them.
They
are seven to make fullness of the Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God.
And
these indeed appear to be the eyes of God. And they appear
in
those people
to
lighten and see all things of the righteousness of God, and they get revealed. Those not righteous done by Satan and his fallen angels, they are the demons and the aliens, and they get revealed. That's why in Revelation verse 5,
in
verse 6, he spoke saying like this. Revelations chapter
5, verses 6. Ne wakati wabakadde, omwana gw'endiganga ayimiridde ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe musanvu, n'amaaso musanvu, gy'emyoyo musanvu egya Katonda.
Yes.
Now
listen very well. The fullness of the Holy Spirit, which was spoken of to be powered on this nation,
to
God's final work on this planet Earth.
Revival,
the revival and the restoration, the greatest and the last on the planet Earth. That fullness of the Holy Spirit is what will show the mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit. But when we began, Acts 1 verse 8, they have told us
that
when the Spirit will come, will give you power and you will be my witnesses in Judea, in Jerusalem,
in
all nations of the world.
They
told us Acts chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. And upon them came tongues like of fire. They got filled with the Spirit of the Lord. And they began to speak tongues as the Spirit gave them. And those who had come from all nations of the world,
and
these speak the wonders of God. That what happened? They have to speak the wonders of God. One of what proves the Holy Spirit is right. In the fullness, even in power. Now, we wanted to get explained when it's coming in the tongues of fire, to which measure to make the fullness. Explain Revelations 4 verse 5. I saw seven lamps of fire. They shine before the throne of God. They are the seven spirits of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
they say, if someone is being filled, the Holy Spirit comes in tongues of fire. He is filled with seven spirits. And they are empowered, given power.
That's what
there will be a mighty outpowering of the
Uganda,
Holy Spirit in Uganda. And then we'll reach out in the whole world. Now Revelations. Revelations 5. Verse 6 is what he's told you. And I saw the Lamb of God. And he seemed like slain. And he had seven horns. Horns were a sign used in Israel to pour on someone anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
so I saw the Lamb of God and seemed slain.
And
there are seven horns and seven eyes. And they are the seven spirits of God sent in all the earth, that they can't send you on the work of the
altar
when you do not have this.
Kubanga togena kwe kulemberamu munsi yonna.
You not lead yourself in the whole world. No.
Obo menya barumi esuli omunano jole 14.
Then break Romans 8 verse 14.
Yaba kulemera moyo wa Katonda.
Those led by the Spirit of
God. Bibana ba Katonda.
The sons of God.
Kati abantu batuma ku mulimu gwe munsi yonna.
People he sends on his work in the whole world.
Mu revival.
In revival.
Era okudizibwa obujja okwensi yonna.
The whole world.
Asoka n'abayiwa ko moyo mu bujjuvu.
Powers upon them the spirit in the fullness.
Abana abatume.
The apostles.
Simule Isirayiri okubuna ensi eno nga leero baasooka bayiwako mwoyo mu
bujjuvu
oba olina ky'otegedde kati ku bikuliro
gy'owulidde
esula ey'okutaano n'omukaaga nti gino emiwo musanvu
ye
maaso ga Katonda omusanvu
agatumibwa
mu nsi yonna gwe nga tebalina kutuma mu nsi
yonna
olw'omulimu gwa Katonda okusembayo ku nsi
eno
era okudizibwa obujja
okukyasinze
okusembayo okusemazinga w'ensi
eno
okulembirwa mu mwoyo ono mu bujju tolina gy'osobola kugenda
kikola
abannayuganda mwagezaako ne mufuluma mu biro
ebiyise
ng'omwoyo tannafuta nabayibwako
wasn't yet powered on Uganda
nga tannabakulemberamu
had not led you
ne mugobebwayo nga temunakyakwogera
just from there you had nothing to speak to them
mwali mwekulembedde
you had led yourself
netegeeza ensi zonna
we proclaim to all nations
bonna abaatusookayo ku mulonde guli
all who moved ahead of us the other time
mulimi olwa bayibuli bagamba nti baali babbi
of the bible they said they were thieves
Ulimi wa Bible bagamba ndi bali.
The Bible language they term them. Mwenye
mukama wa Yesu yagamba ndi abasoka bali.
Jesus said those who came before me were thieves.
Nitwa kubategeza timuda mukubera likira.
Want to proclaim you do not get worried of us anymore.
Nadala ngamuri dabo ugere bigambo ebijuddu omwe mukufungale hiru.
Had to speak words filled of the Holy Spirit like today.
Bama mukama ategese jeri eno mukyama.
God prepared his army right in the secret.
Uganda you know inzo kubugamba ngafute banatutendeka.
All Uganda may say how we've not all been trained.
Naeje tuleno mparliament ya Katonda eri mu Uganda tukuteseza.
Right here we are.
Yanga tutegekeddwa ku lulu.
Parliament of Uganda representing you.
No kuli presenting abaganda bafe mu sio na.
Represent our brothers in the whole world.
Abali ndi domo limo gono.
Those waiting for this work.
Yesu yabazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
So ne wangu wadde omoyo mutukuvu.
Now even though the Holy Spirit.
Untandikwa ya Edi.
The beginning of Edi.
Ruvanyima ruku fano kuzukira kwa mukama wafe Yesu.
After the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
Yarabikira mukabonera yake juba.
He appeared in the sign of the dove.
Mungeri eyogerwako Matayo sura yomuka eyokusatu.
Spoken of it Matthew.
Matayo sura yakusatu.
Matthew chapter 3.
Onyere kuno omuka gende 10 omushano.
Verse 16 and 17.
Ayogeranga agamba bwati.
And he speaks saying like this.
Matayo esura yokusatu no runyiriri olwe 10 omukaga.
Matthew chapter 3 from verse 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa. Amangu ago nava mu mazzi. Laba egulere mu bikukira. Nalaba omoyo gwa Katonda ngakange jiba ku ye ngayaka.
Yes,
botunulira Matayo sura ya 3.
If you look to Matthew chapter 3.
Nene kumna omuka pa kumna musa.
Verse 16 to 17.
Omutume nabi Yokana.
The prophet John.
Buyalinga abatiza.
When he was baptizing.
Mukama wa Yesu yagenda okubatizibwa.
Our Lord just went to be baptized.
Naye buyanyikibwa mu mugga Jordan.
He immersed in the river Jordan.
Najibwayo.
And was raised out of the water.
Omoyo omutukuvu nakka mukabonera akejuba kuyi.
All the spirit descended in the sign of the dove upon him. Lighting.
Ngabulaba emyo musavu bujaka.
As you see seven spirits how they lighten.
Jakira mukamunira kala mstani.
Lighten in the sign of the lampstand.
Akati okuba mirebya BC.
Which first appeared in the era of BC.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Akati wotegerera.
Now upon which you best to understand. The spirit has settled.
Tumutegera nokukirawo.
We understand him beyond what you can think even.
Kana kana kabonera akala bikira mirebya bya AD.
This sign which appeared in the era of AD.
Akejoba.
Of the dove.
Na ukagama anti yakayaka.
It says also that it descended when it was lightning. Yes.
Ngaya kangera etabaze omusambu ezomuliro.
Lighting like seven lamps of fire.
Ezaka masogende beyaka donda.
Shining before the throne of God.
Zinozaso kokulagibwa nabbi Musa.
These were shown prophet Moses.
Ngabamulaga akamunira ko obujuwo moyo mutukufu.
Showed him sign of fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Oya afkiwa mumanyi.
He powered in power.
Uromulimo ogusemba yongalero.
The final work like today. Let's read in the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 25. Verse 31 and 32. And he speaks saying like this. Exodus chapter 25 from verse 31.
Era olikola ekikondo ne zaabu ennungi. Ekikondo kiriweesebwa. Entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo. Ebikompe byakyo n'emito gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo. 32. N'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbiriizi zaakyo. Amatabi 3 ag'ekikondo mu lubiriizi lwakyo lumu. N'amatabi 3 ag'ekikondo.
Praise Jesus much.
God
who first showed Prophet Moses copies of things in heaven.
He
told him in the book of Exodus, chapter
25.
Verse 31 and 32. That you will make a lampstand of the lampstand. Now when there is a lamp, he told him six other branches from its both sides of this lampstand. Three make them right from the right hand and three come out from the left hand. When you look at the lamp and its branches, it gives you the fullness.
Musamvu.
Seven.
Katika ngubuli.
Now let me tell you.
Lampstand zo ine yongazina obebi kondo mwenda.
The lampstands you have there and they have 7, 9 branches. 12 branches. That you all have false things. According to Exodus, chapter 25, 31 and 32.
Six
branches out of the lamp stands. If you count, it totals to 7. Which shows fullness of the Holy Spirit. Him, the one powered in power,
mighty,
blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa, blessing in the new generation, which has the full knowledge of God, to spread the whole world, to do God's final work on this planet
Earth,
blessing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Understood that the 7 eyes of God, the 7 spirits of God, sent in the whole world,
then
be led by the Spirit of God in the fullness. Fear not, children of God.
It
all you have not yet begun, but you are on the way of becoming children. Fear not that coronavirus, that we hear 5G and 6G networks,
that
powers messing up the world.
Yes.
Yes. They are doing that. Holy Spirit in this fullness is there in this much power which is long upheld, sustained the world.
Standing according to the
Satan doing his evil extreme works.
Prophet
told us since the 1st December 2019. God too promised to raise a standard. And that standard it in him the
Holy
Spirit and the fullness with much power. As he explained us today.
So
how that spirit in his fullness in the era of Eddie appeared in the sign of the dove, yet in the BC
it
was the sign of the lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why you see Exodus chapter 25 verse 37, we say like this. Exodus chapter 25, verse
37.
Yes. These lamps, they are 7. It is lightened to give light. Now you see, this time in the lampstand that you see,
you watch
on television, who's got those images?
Tetukola bifaananyi bino byakusinza mbuye mwoyo.
Don't make these images to worship them.
Tubisomeddeko okutegeera obugi bwa mwoyo mutukuva ayinza kubeera
era
bw'abeera azze mu muntu
asobola
okwaka bw'atyo
bwayaka ensi ziraba ki
agamba nti zirina kulaba kitiibwa kya
Katonda
ng'abatambula abajjudde omwoyo ono mu magezi
in wisdom
mu kutegeera
in understanding
mu kuteesa
in counsel
mu maanyi
in power
mu kumanya
in knowledge
ng'ekigambo kya Katonda bwe kiri
the word of God is
mukutya Mukama
in fear of God
mukutyawo ekibi
hating evil
n'okuyamba abandi okukivaamu
helping many come from it
omwoyo wa Mukama
the spirit of the Lord
okugulumiza kitaffe
to glorify the Father
n'okugulumiza ekigambo kye
to glorify his word the Lord Jesus
kubanga agamba nti ng'omwoyo ono abayiddwako
because he said the spirit powered on you
olw'okuba alabikira mu bikondo bya mutabaza musanvu ezo omuliro
because he's appears in the seven lamps of fire.
Nabia amulisa nebya yolesa.
All he lightens and he envisions.
Biraga mawanga kitibwa kya Katonda.
They show nations the glory of God.
Karisomeyo Matayo ulire.
Let's read in Matthew here.
Matayo sura ya 5 n'olunyiriri olwe 14.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 14.
Mumuli musana gwansi ekiboga bwe kikubiwa ku lusozi tekiyinzika kukisibwa. Ule 15. Sote bakoleza tabaza okujivunikira mu kibbo. Wabula okujiteeka waggulu ku kikondo kyayo. Nayo ebaakira bonna abali mu nju. Onyole 16. Kale omusana gwammwe gwakenga bwe gutyo mu maaso g'abantu balabenga ebigambo ebirungi bye mukola. Balyoke bagulumizenga kitammwe ali mu ggulu.
Yes.
Wola bilanti abantu bano
upon which you see that these people
bajusidwa omoyo omutukuvu
they are filled of the Holy Spirit
gwetwa ulide ko mbika tumisula ya kubiri
we had in Acts chapter 2
ulokusatapa ku lokona
verse 3 unto 4
ngalabikira munne miezo muliro
it appears in the tongues of fire
nabajusibwa omoyo
and the good filled of the spirit
nabogere nnimi ngo omoyo yabawa
they spoke tongues as the spirit gave them
jabaruwa abali ava mu nsizo na
those were present from all nations
they had
this one bogere
ebikuru bya Katonda
speak the wonders of God
ndi bwaka amulisa
he lightens
ayogera
he speaks
nayo lese ebikuru bya Katonda
manifest the wonders
ne balaba ekitiibwa kya Katonda
they see the glory of God
nga omulembo mpya
as the new generation
olina okumanya Katonda okujjudde
has the full knowledge of God
ekitiibwa ki
and his glory
tuje kwolesa
we've come to manifest in all nations
omwoyo oyo w'omugundu
by that mighty outpouring of the spirit
yasubizibwa
he was promised
kuita mu mutume John Mulinde
the apostle John Mulinde
wa prayer mountain Uganda
of the prayer mountain Uganda
ali wa mugwanga lino
that he will be powered on this nation
ukole mlimu wa Katonda okusema kusema zinga wense
do God's final work on this planet earth
kusina mu Uganda kula ya Africa
basically in Uganda part of Africa
era bona akebera obulunji
when you will check
era bo ulirizanga lero
when you listen like today
osobola okumulaba
you can see him
okusinga ka ebire ebiyisema
bega more than eras backwards
kubanga ye moyo bwati namanyage gegano
oh this is the spirit and these are his name
ukusinira muisa isule 10
according to Isaiah chapter 11
olunyiri olwokubiri
verse 2
abasoma king james version
those who read the king james version
ne mu bible ezo luganda
even in the luganda bibles
omoyo oyo
that spirit
yono mu bujivuwe
is this one in his fullness
that is meant to read
let us read it
bora bora
slowly by slowly
amanyage gegano
these are his names
era bwebonero kuona amulabira
they are the signs upon which you will see him
mwaba batumba mulimu gwa Katonda okusembe kusema zinga wese
those set on God's final work on this planet earth
kusina mu Uganda kwa Africa
basically in Uganda part of Africa
nebo nabate abanatekiwa mu Africa
all those prepared in Africa
nemu sion
in all the world
abakwatidwa ko bweleza bo mulembo mpya
they have been affected by ministry of new generation
ulino okumanya Katonda okujjudde
which has the full knowledge of God and his glory
wanga agamba
because he says
moyo wa Mukama
is the spirit of the Lord
alibera kuye
will be upon him
moyo wa magezi
spirit of wisdom
agari mu kigambo
which is in the word
moyo wokutegeera
spirit of understanding
agari okuli mu kigambo
which is in the word
moyo wokutesa
spirit of counsel
baninga bali to kutesa kwa Katonda
and they bring the counsel of God
ngai kigambo cha Katonda bwe kiri
the word of God is And they bring the power of God, which Pastor Pierce
prayed about.
The Bible resumes to be living and it appears powerful.
Yes,
angels, the mighty ones,
those
who fulfill the word of God,
appears
in the Holy Spirit, in the wonders, in the extreme miracles, in this marvelous work, a miracle, a wonder. Spirit of knowledge of God brings the full knowledge of God and His glory, which fills the earth as the waters spread on the sea.
Promise
of God in the Isaiah 11 verse 9. That indeed the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters spread on the sea. The spirit of fear of God, and we hate evil, and we help many come from evil. The Spirit of the Lord to glorify the Father and His word in the Lord Jesus. That's why He speaks in the Isaiah on names of the seven spirits like this. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
N'omwoyo gwa mukama gulibeera ku ye.
Yes.
Omwoyo wa mukama.
The spirit of the Lord.
Yateekebwa ku kikondo mu masekati.
Is the one put in the middle of the lamb.
Abeera wa musanvu.
He appears the seventh spirit.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Alibeera ku ye.
He will be upon him.
W'omulabira nga ali ku kubamu kwaba batumiddwa mulimu
gwe. God, which you see is on one of those sent in
his
world. Never glorifies any other thing. Never glorifies money. Never glorifies gold. Never things like those. Except to glorify God the Father and His word the Lord Jesus. That's why he speaks in John.
The
spirit of God on one of his initial works.
Not to
explain all of them, but I give you some on what you begin to see him. According to John chapter 16, that when he will come, that will glorify Christ. You'll get from what is Christ, even what is of Christ of the Father, and he will give us and reveal us what is to come.
Yohana sura ya 16 n'olunyiriri olw'13.
John chapter 16 from verse 13.
Naye bw'alijja oyo omwoyo w'amazima anaabalungamyanga mazima gonna, kubanga tayogerenga ku bubwe yekka, naye byonna by'anaawuliranga by'anaayogeranga ye anaababuuliranga ebigenda okujja. Olunyiriri 14. Oyo anangulumizanga nze, kubanga anaatoolanga ku byange n'ababuulira mmwe. Olunyiriri 15. Byonna byonna Kitange byali nabyo bye byange, kyenvudde ŋŋamba nti anaatoolanga ku byange n'abuulira mmwe.
Yes,
nti omwoyo n'owamazima,
that this spirit of truth,
olabira nti omwoyo w'omusanvu ali ku muntu bulungi, omwoyo wa Mukama.
The seventh spirit is on someone, the spirit of the Lord.
Atoola ku bya Yesu.
He gets from that of Jesus.
N'atuwa.
And he gives us.
Kubanga ebya Yesu.
For what is of Jesus.
Ebya Kitaffe.
Is of the Father.
Era agulumiza Yesu.
And he glorifies Jesus.
N'agulumiza ne Kitaffe.
And even glorifies the Father.
Tembambi agulumiza basuma nti atagulumiza abasumba.
Glorifying pastors that you glorify pastors. No.
Basuma tuli baweereza era tetwebuulira ffe.
Pastors, we are servants, we don't even preach ourselves.
Tubuulira Kristo Yesu yakomererwa.
But we preach Christ Jesus crucified. Naye
amutuma ye Kitaffe.
And the one who sent him is the Father.
You
did see the Spirit has the Spirit of the Lord on him. All issues of the word of God which he explains, they are to glorify God the Father, even the Lord Jesus Christ. Himself never speaks what he wants, but what he hears the Father, what the Lord Jesus planned about, that is what he reveals us. And prove we have that spirit. We also have the work to convict sin. One of what show he glorifies the Father. Sin is never present. For in God there is nothing like sin.
Get
back to verse 5 in John chapter 16, he says like this.
Yohana esule ye 16 n'olunyiriri olwokutaano.
John chapter 16 verses 5.
Naye kaakano ŋŋenda eri oli eyantuma era tewali kummwe ambuuza nti ogenda wa. Olunyiriri olw'omukaaga, naye kubanga mbabuulidde ebyo emitima gyammwe gijjudde ennaku. Olunyiriri olw'omusanvu, naye nze mbagamba mazima kibasaanira mmwe nze okugenda, kubanga nze bwe sirigenda omubeezi talibajjira, naye bwe ndigenda ndimutuma gye muli. Olunyiriri olw'omunaana, ye bw'alijja alirumiriza ensi olw'ekibi n'olw'obutuukirivu n'olw'omusango.
Owulidde bulungi?
Have you heard well?
Omwoyo wa Mukama ow'omusanvu,
the Spirit of the Lord the seven,
w'omulabira nti tayari,
upon which you see him is present,
kugulumiza kitaffe,
glorifying the Father,
n'ekigambo kye Mukama waffe Yesu,
and his word the Lord Jesus,
yetuwidde mu Yokaana esura 16
12-15,
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Bw'aba akola ogw'okugulumiza kitaffe n'ekigambo kye,
does a work of glorifying the Father and his word,
atoka n'alumiriza ensi y'ekibi,
he first convicts the world of sin,
yetuwidde mu Yokaana 16:5,
what in John 16 from verse 5 up to 8, convicts the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. This is the sin, don't do this again. This is the righteousness as the word of the word. Is do this. If you refuse, this is the judgment of hell and the lake of fire. If you see one
light,
two is filled with the Spirit, and he cannot convict sin, righteousness and judgment.
And
the gospel of sin, they no more preach it, to preaching about sin and to preaching righteousness and to show people the judgment of sin, make you fall in hell and lake of fire.
You
straight know the Spirit of the Lord is not present.
There is
another evil spirit present, the spirit of Satan.
But
that of prophecy of Apostle John Mulindi, there will be a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the fullness to give you power. That's what we are on to now. In the answering of God unto the world, why there are many troubles under the sun, from when there 2020 began,
and
we officially opened final work on this planet Earth, in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Those led by the Spirit in the whole fullness, the seven spirits, as you hear. Now we have the Spirit of Wisdom, the one who begins with the branches on the right hand of the Spirit of the Lord. He says like this, Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2, yes, the Spirit of Wisdom, we take him as number one. Wisdom alone in the word, revealing the scriptures of truth.
The
people sent appearing like that as you hear us today. And whom shall we speak of else? You two come out, one sent in this work and we work. Yet you're filled well the Spirit of Wisdom, that which is in the word. Because it speaks in Jeremiah chapter 8 verses 8 and 9, and he says like this of the Spirit of Wisdom.
Jeremiah esule yomunana,
Jeremiah chapter 8 from verse 8.
Mwogere mchantu tulina amagezi. Na mateka gamu kama galina fi. Na ye laba, ekalamu eyobulimba eyaba wandisi, ewandisi bitalibi amazima. Olunyoro mwenda, amagezi gezi baku atidwe nsonyi, bake ngentelirwa, bawambidwa, laba, baga nye chigambo cha mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo
yes
olabira omwoyo wa magezi
upon which you see spirit of wisdom
ngekigambo kya mukama kifuluma mu byandiko ebitukufu
mangi is released in the holy scriptures within power
abantu bajuzidwa amagezi agali mu kigambo
a field of wisdom in the words
kubanga zose nabuuza mu Jeremiah sura ne yomunana
first in Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 8
nabagamba
he tells them
nibagamba batya
how can they have wisdom
utani koto gandu na magezi
and you begin to claim you have wisdom
nilana matega gamu kama gari na
the law of God is with you
kubanga kusoma obutabo bwaba wandisi
for you read books of the writers
ne ebitabo byaba wandisi byandi ku byo bulimba
the books of the scribes they have written falsehoods
na gamba
kati
abagezi kezi bake ngenderirwa mu mulimu guno
why is get dismayed in this work
kubanga yasubiza
for he promised
mu Isaiah 29
the Isaiah chapter 39 he 14
ndiraba akolo mulimo gwe kitalu
Lord I do a marvelous work
omulimo echa mangero
a miracle and a wonder a wonder
era na magezi gabagezi gezi
the wisdom of the wise
gali ke ngenterirwa
it will perish
nokutegera kwa abategevu
the understanding of the prudent
abo munsi
those of the world
kuri gwao
it will cease
kuri bula
it will perish
kadi na bagama mu Yeremia Yesu munanyonyo mwenda
tells them Jeremiah 8 verse 9
obanga muganye kigambo kya katuru
rejected the word of God what wisdom is in you
atomoyo wa magezi wo mulabira
ngalero upon which you seem like today
amagezi gukagale mu kigambo ogawulira nawe
wotumdao alone in the word you hear it where you sit
where
you are standing
wo kutte kutama
where you holding your cheek
we unikiride
where you God
nabada kabiro mulambo
if anyone would cry over a dead body
ufude yogamba chichi chino
come out wondering what is this
Kanu magezi
this is
hiyo nabi yawandikibwa
those are
wewao
yes
ye moyo wa mkama wa mugundu
this mighty spirit of God
ali mubujuvu
who is in the forest
yasubiza ali wa mu Uganda wa kulali Africa
be poor on Uganda
akulemirimo mulimu gwa katondo kusema kusema zinga wese
final back on this planet earth
ereje mitawana jolengereyo
those troubles you see out there
nizo kugamba
I can tell you
tujisanyukira
we delight over that
Tonyegira.
Don't be angered of that.
Kubanga ne katonda ajisanyukira ajirese ne jiba.
God who rejoices he left them to happen.
Asubire namu kubategeka.
That he can prepare you.
Uro mulimu gwe.
For his work.
Kubanga mubadete mukiriza do kumulamu.
Never allowed yourselves even to have
this. Muri busy.
And you say you are busy.
Misaruna chiro mukola.
Day and night you're working.
Temaga do muliriza.
You don't want even to hear from him.
Na bali makunganira bali nga bakunganye.
Those in the synagogue seeming to go for coverts.
Mweche chitibwe kanisa.
That called the church.
Mumadini nenzikiriza.
Religions and the beliefs.
Abakungana lwa sente.
They gather for money.
Sirwa kulira magezi agali mu kigambo kya Katonda.
Hearing wisdom which is in the word of God.
Adena na abagobalu mu mugende wa mmwe mutule.
Just you must go rest in your houses.
Mufune ko budde tuogeremu.
You get some time we speak together.
Kya vali okubanukura.
That's why he is answering you.
Lwachi wali webizi ubinjo kuwa mwaka 2 ogwata.
Problem.
Wa mulimu go kusemba yoko sema zinga wenseno.
20 began for his final work on the planet.
Kusina mu Uganda ku Africa.
Basing in Uganda part of Africa.
Kagati twa kulaba moyo wo kubiri.
Now we want to see the second spirit.
Moyo wo kutegia.
The spirit of understanding.
Mhm.
Yes.
Isaya esule ye 11 no runyiriri olwo kubiri.
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
Omoyo gwa magezi nokutegera.
Yes.
Omoyo okutegera.
That is the spirit of understanding.
Tumalanga wa kubiri.
We take him as the second.
Chikondo chetabaza kumukono ogwa dio.
On the lamp stand on the right hand.
Moyo wa kutegera.
Spirit is of understanding.
Okutegera.
Understanding.
Okuri mchigambo cha katoka.
Which is in the word of God.
Ngati wali kubulira.
And there is no preaching.
Kusonga yonna.
On any issue.
Yowa katonda.
Of God.
Muguru ne kusi.
In the heavens and
ne waguru we guru.
Even above the heavens.
Okujja kongori ne biragiro bibiri kubina.
Except you have 2 to 4 commands.
Nokudda waguru.
Even and above.
Eva mbiandi kwebituku.
Coming from holy scriptures.
Natosobola kubulira
you cannot preach basic in one verse
okujja kongo ine enyiriri biri kunya
2 to 4 verses
nokudda waguru
even above
era ngokosobola kwasaganya
and to be able to connect the old and the new testament
ye moyo okutegero yaidwa mumanyi
the spirit of
ngabulira le
forward in power as
we mungu akatonda kusema kutema zinga wesi
oh God is final work on the planet earth
obuvide ko katonda
which caused God
na leke mtawana wansi wenju
the troubles happen under the sun
kwanga yanyonyola ku moyo okutegero oyo
explain on the spirit of understanding
gagamba muisaya 29
saying the Isaiah 20
Isaiah 28
Isaiah chapter 28
onyono muenda
verse 9
and 10
and he says like this
Isaiah esule ya biri mu munana nolu nyiriri olwo mwenda.
Isaiah chapter 28 from verse 9.
Ani gwali yigirize okumanya. Era ani gwali tegeeza ebibuulirwa. Aba balese yokuyonka era bavudde kumabeere. Olunya olwe 10. Kubanga kiba kiragiro ku kiragiro. Ekiragiro ku kiragiro. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono au katono.
Yes.
Bwanyu niwa kumoyo wokutegera mbufunza akugambi.
Spirit of understanding in brief he told you.
Muisaye na biri munana muenda.
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9.
Ani gwali igirizo kumanya.
Whom will he teach knowledge?
Era ni gwali tegeze bibulirwa.
And whom shall he make to understand what is preached?
Abavudde kumabere.
Them those are weaned from the milk.
Era bachayonka.
And those still breastfeeding.
Kubanga gango yakalo yingira moyo okutegera.
Want to enter spirit of understanding.
Kubanga kiba kiragiro kukiragiro.
It is command by command.
Kiragiro kukiragiro.
Command by command.
Ebirago bibiri kubina.
Two to four commands.
Nokudda waguru.
And above.
Boba wakugera.
If you are to
okutegera juzidwa.
A person with understanding filled with it.
Ngabo ulira lero.
As you hear today.
Musonga zonezo muguru.
All issues of heavens and earth. Even above the heavens.
Tozo ogera konga tolina biragiro. Bibiri kubina mubyawa andikibwa.
Speak of it when you don't have commands 2 to 4 in the Holy Scriptures.
Nokudda waguru.
Even above.
Ngatolina nyiriri bibiri kunya.
Have 2 to 4 verses.
Nokudda waguru.
Even above.
Ngatotu sobora
enti kukwasa
ganya muda gane
kati connect in the Old Testament
nempi okuva uwano katone wali katono
testament here a little there a little
bora biro moyo okutegera
God which see spirit of understanding
otegera yes
and you realize is the one
era buli musege kukwati bo mchigambe
every wolf is captured over that word
ona kuzinezo ruva
nyuma in these latter days
kuanga we yali ategeza munyoro okusatu yagamba bwati
when he spoke in the verse 3 he said like this. In the verse 14
yagamba bwati
he said like this
Isaya esule ya biri mu munana nolu nyiriri olwe 13
Isaiah chapter 28 verse 13
ekigambo kya mukama kyekiriba kibera je bali ekiragiro ku kiragiro ekiragiro ku kiragiro olu nyiriri ku lunyiriri olu nyiriri ku lunyiriri wano katono awo katono bagende bagwe bugazi bamenyeke bategebwe bakwatibwe.
Yes,
kati omwe wokutegera mfuse mumanyi.
The spirit of understanding is poured in power.
Aze ebiragiro bibiri kubina
and this come 2 to 4 commands.
Musonga yonne yigirizibwa kwe ebyo mugune kunsi.
Any issue taught on things in heaven and earth.
Ne waguru weguru.
Even above the heavens.
Ebiragiro bina kwa bibiri kubina.
Commands should be 2 to 4.
Yani kwe byamazima.
The scriptures of truth.
Mundaga nimpya ne
nkadde. The old and the new testament.
Buva wakore samuli mugudu.
If you are to expect manifesting in this world.
Ogusema kusema zinga wese.
Final work on this planet earth.
Enyiriri agambe bibiri kunya.
Scriptures say they have to be 2 to 4 and above
ukuva munda gane mpya
from the Old Testament
nenkadde
and the new
we wano katuno ni wali katuno
little there a little
kati buli musego ogubadde gwe kwese muri nyali ya katunda
hidden in the name of God
awereza katunda
nata
muwereza balabike
they will appear clearly
omutukuvu
the righteous and the unrighteous
ukusina kumara kisudio kusatu 18
Malachi 3 verse 18 that when you return you will separate the one who serves and who never serves God the righteous and the unrighteous
katibaga manti emaite okufukiwa kwa moyo
say the mighty powering of the spirit has to come in the fullness
ngabo yatandika mbiko watu mesura ya 10
nilachuzibwa and they got
filled
in the nations of the world
kadi watu damu tumi wa muri mugwa katonda kusema kusema zinga wese
he sent in God's final work on planet earth
kuiti bakwa katonda kwaza subiza manga gonda
God is worldwide promised call
kusema Uganda kulali Africa
in Uganda Paul of Africa
ndio kuba no moyo no
we must have this spirit
jomura mtume John Mulinde yagambiwa
that's why apostle John Mulinde was told
God is saying
mokama yagamba
might outpouring of the Holy Spirit
kuibo kwa mugundo kwa moyo mtuko
is about to come upon the nation of Uganda
kule kumpi kuja kugwanga ya Uganda
ya kama ndikwali kuze
he did say it
kwali kuna tera
was about to come
but it chali about
and now it's not about
wana ndini wewe ulira ko
for you yourself you hear it now
wewe ulirinde ko
a fit you had yourself
waliwo moyo okutesa
oh there is the spirit of counsel
wa kusatu
is the third
kumukono ogwa dio
on the right hand
gwechikondo chitabaji
of the lampstand
Isaiah esule yekuminemu noru nyiriri orwokubiri.
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
Nomo yego okutesa. Ti.
Yes.
Omoyo okutesa ono.
This spirit of counsel.
Avunaizwa kubiro
nebisira. Is responsible of the seasons and the times. Of everything.
Ebyobunabbi bwonna obuli mu Bible.
Prophecies in the Bible.
Nobo bwawandikibwa bannabbi abatumiddwa.
Those written by prophets sent.
Nga ebyandikwa tubitegeera ebyaliwo ebiro n'ebigereddwa okujja.
We understand scriptures, those which were, those which are, and those to come.
Ebyomoyo okuteesa osobola okumulaba mu bantu nga bajjuziddwa.
And you can see this spirit of counsel in people. Ebyo
biro n'ebiseera nga bw'olaba leero.
And you can discern spirit times and seasons as you see today.
Wango lwatu kuwanukula answers weetaaga mu biro byazo.
Today we answer you the answers you need in their right proper time. Do you argue against that? It's not spirit of counsel.
Labako.
You see.
Kubanga yogedde mu bulizi.
We spoken in Ecclesiastes.
Isule yokusatu.
Chapter 3.
Unyoriso kanga agamba bwali.
Verses 1 as it says like
this.
Let us read there we hear.
Omubulizi esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1.
Buli kintu kiriko entuuko yaakyo. Na buli kigambo ekiri wansi w'eggulu kiriko ekiseera kyakyo.
Yes.
Buli kintu.
Everything.
Kiriko ebiro byakyo.
It has its seasons.
Era buli kintu.
And everything.
Kiriko akaseera.
Has a proper time.
Moyo wako tesa.
Spirit of counsel is of measurement.
Scales is on now.
All the scales.
Era no nolwalero kulira nga tuli tokwanukula kwa Katonda.
Even today here we are in the answering of God. Onto the world.
Lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi?
Why there are many problems?
From when the year
2020 began.
Baga mani omwezo mwesi kwa kubasinga na biro ya Katonda byenyene.
They say that this is a faithful servant of God.
Nga mu biseera byennyini ng'awaayo emmere y'ekigambo mu biro byayo
ntekeddwa
okuba nga alina omwoyo wa Katonda okuteesa
bw'osoma
Matayo bagamba
batyo
Matayo essuula ey'abiri bw'ennya n'olunyiriri olw'ana mu ettaano kale aluwa nate omuddu oyo omwesigwa ow'amagezi mukama we gwe yasigira ab'omu nju ye okubawanga emmere yaabwe mu kiseera kyayo. Ana mukaaga.
Yes.
Aliwo omuddu oyo omwesigwa.
Where is that faithful servant?
Matayo sura 2 munya.
Matthew chapter 24.
Ana mutano
agambye. Verse 45 yasi.
Aliwo omuddu oyo zero omwesigwa.
Where is that wise and faithful servant?
Kama egwari singana.
Whom the Lord will find.
Na wabo mu nyumba ye.
Giving those of his household.
Emmere y'ekigambo gye twogerako.
Of the word is what we speak of.
Mu biro byayo nga bwe yeetaagibwa.
Proper time as it is needed.
Ng'okwanukula kwa Katonda eri ensi olwaleero.
As the bring of God unto the world today.
Lwaki waliwo ebizibu bingi.
Why there are many problems.
Mukyanga omwaka 2020 gutandika.
Verse 6 there 2020 began.
Katonda agula mu butongole.
Because God officially opens.
Okuyitibwa kwe kwajja subiza amawanga gonna.
His worldwide promised call.
Okuli ku ggwanga erya Uganda.
Which is on the nation of Uganda.
Omulimu gwa Katonda.
God's work.
Ogusemba okusemazinga
wesi. The final work on the planet Earth.
Revival.
Revival.
Okudizibwa obujja.
The restoration.
Kyasinzira okusemba okusemazinga wesi.
The greatest and the last on the planet Earth.
Okusinzira mu Uganda kula lya
Africa. Basing in Uganda, Pearl of Africa.
Moyo wakuteesa yabirese.
The spirit of counsel is always brought.
Ebiro byebyo mbawe.
Say the time is this, give it out.
Era yogera mu kubikulirwa.
In the spoken revelation.
Esule soka 19.
Chapter 1 verse 19.
Nti alete ebi na kulaga ebyaliwo ebiliwo n'ebigendo
okujja. Brings to show you what was, what is and what is to come.
That is omegwa olire.
Let us read that you hear.
Okubikulirwa esule soka n'olunyiriri olwe 19.
Revelation chapter 1 verses 19.
Kale wandika byolabye n'ebiliwo n'ebigendo okubaawo oluvannyuma lw'ebyo.
Yes.
Muli
wakuteesa.
Spirit of counsel.
Kubikulwe mu 19.
Revelation chapter 1 verse 19.
Ebiliwo.
Those
ebyaliwo.
Where those
n'ebigendo okujjaba bimanyi.
Those to come, he knows them.
Era abaweereza abo abagenda mu mulimu guno.
Those servants going in this work.
Abakulimu n'omwoyo omutuku mbujjuvu bwe mu maanyi nga afiddwa. Nga leero.
Mightily powered like today.
Ebintu byonna tubitunulira ne tumanya ebiro byabyo.
Things we look to them, we know their seasons.
Nga tuba mu byawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
When we based in the whole scriptures. That's why in the many answers, we answer the world where there are many problems in the world that we are about to begin on. He told us, 31st December 2019, the year 2020 is not a joking year.
It's
never happened under the sun. Satan is launching his most extreme evil ones. But I'm going to raise his standards.
The point on the year coming,
time and
season.
As we ended it, he told us, don't you think it's a year of rejoicing? Is any one of you rejoicing in 2020?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Are you
we give you the prophecy, you hear it? It's coming. For it was already released. But we sent the video, for it's already coming. If you request it, then we can send it to you. Many things to follow, all of them. And who is that except the spirit of counsel? Who leads the counsel of God? The God who is great in counsel. God of times and seasons.
That
Apostle John Mulinda is what was told him.
I'll
do a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
In Uganda.
Then I open up borders.
They
out, enter all nations of the world in my
work.
The final on the planet Earth. That we already began.
So
we
are waiting
for child of God from all nations of the world. Yes. We see in the spirit of power.
We go
the left hand of the lampstand. Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2.
Omoyo gwokutesa na amanyi.
The spirit of power. But let me first tell you.
Omoyo amanyi.
The spirit of power. It doesn't make people fall down. No.
It's
not there to show, make people fall. Those who usually fall, you have demons on yourselves. And they are departing from you.
Apostles
were filled of the spirit of power. He was among of that. He was
ne, being ne,
but they did find them falling down, shaking and yelling and making alarm. Like that. No. Upon which can you see that these people have the spirit of power? First of all, manifesting the word of God and power. Praise Jesus much. To manifest the word of God. Praise Jesus much.
So,
now we've told you that the spirit of power is the fourth spirit. He is on the left hand of the lampstand. Praise Jesus much. But it doesn't demonstrate in fallings of people as we've told you. Except those people whom demons are departing from.
But
those be filled with the spirit of power. He empowers them to stand. If you look to Acts chapter 2,
verse 3 and 12.
And Apostle Peter stood. He told them, we are not drunk. But
these.
This what was spoken to the prophet Joel. Now you see. When you begin to be filled with spirit of power. And is in the people. And is in the apostles of God.
Prophet,
pastor, saints. They come to demonstrate the word of God and the spirit. And in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he speaks like this. In that 5, verse 5 to 6.
Abakolinsi ekisooka essuula ey'okubiri n'olunyiriri olw'okuna.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4.
N'ekigambo kyange n'okubuulira kwange tebyabanga mu bigambo eby'amagezi ebisendasenda nti mu magezi ag'obuntu wabula mu maanyi wabula nti wabula mu kwolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi
kuba kwolesa kwa mwoyo n'amaanyi
demonstrating the spirit and power
naye jjukira omwoyo w'amaanyi oyo
remember that spirit of power
ayolesebwa okuyita mu mwoyo omutukuvu
demonstrated through the Holy Spirit
asooka kusigukula buli katonda ky'ataasi
he first uproots whatever God never planted
buli ky'ataazimba
and everything he never built
nga tekikwatagana na byandikwa bitukuvu
does not connect with the Holy Scriptures
obulimba bw'enseno
the lies of this world
obulimba bwa Satan
the lies of Satan
okunyora n'okutola muno okwongera mu kigambo kya Katonda
subtracting and adding in the word of God
ebyaso okusigukulula
those are what he first approached
kusinira mu Yeremiya sura esoko nyore komi
according to Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 10
ayogera nga agamba bwa
he speaks as he says like this
Yeremiya esura esoka n'olunyiriri olw'ekumi
Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 10
laba Lero kutaddewo okuba omukulu w'amawanga era w'amatwale g'abakabaka okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula okuzimba n'okusimba
yes
kutaddewo okubeera omukulu w'amawanga
set you over nations
ne bakabaka
and the kings
okusimbulula
to uproot
okuzimbulula
to pull down
okuzimba
to build
n'okusimba
and to plant
yomukama biyatesa byukka
that what go to castle about
agenda okutumeri amawanga akuwo moyo wa manyi
send you to nation with this to give you spirit of power
no sigukula buli chatazi
you uproot whatever it never
obulimba mwe season
the lies of all nations
obulimba wa satan
lies of satan
okunyola ekigambo kya katonda
twisting the word of god
okuva makuru gacho ne bafuna makuru malala
shifting from its meaning to get another meaning
ekyo kireta revival
that brings revival
okutola muno okuongera
subtract to add in the word of god
you know sigukura
only you uproot them away
no simbe kigambo cha katonda lunyiriri kulunyiriri
plant the word of god scripture by scripture
ngamwero okutegera wetu aulide enkola
bit of understanding how we had this
okutegera waliwo maite outpouring of the holy spirit in uganda
waliwo kuyiwa okwomo yo kwomugundo mu uganda
okubona ensi yonna okuvanga guno omwaka bwe guli
all nations of the world
ngagula borders ensi oluvannyuma lw'okuziggala
God opens up borders of the world nations as after closing them
tewali kyaba katonda akatakkiriza
for there is nothing which God
tewali kibadde wadde okuggala borders ensi
nothing has happened even lockdowns of nations and its borders
okujjawo nga katonda yakikkiriza
except when God allowed it
kale waliwo omwoyo w'okumanya
now there is the spirit of knowledge
aleeta okumanya katonda okujjira n'ekitiibwa
kye brings the full knowledge of God and his glory
kati soma owulire
let's read you here
Isaiah esule ye 11 n'olunyiriri olw'okubiri
Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2
omwoyo gw'okumanya
omwoyo w'okumanya
the spirit of knowledge
wakutaano
he is the fifth
ogwa kono bwe kikondo ketabaja
the left hand of the lampstand
oyo
him
yomu kubajira mu bujuvo moyo omutukuvu
one of those who come in the fullness of the Holy Spirit
nebole samanya
and they demonstrate power
omuyi wo kumanya abera mu musana gwe kigambo gwona
spirit of knowledge holds all light of the word
nagumulisa mbuli bulimba bweseno no bwa
satan in every lies of this world and that of satan
Era chava kugamba mbakolisi ekyo kubiri.
That's why it tells you in 2 Corinthians.
Nagamba katonda alagira omusana gwake mu kizikiza.
Say God commanded light shine in darkness.
Era katevumbe linotandi soli uliranga liwonya.
This progress you began to hear it smelling.
Yoko tusomere bakolisi ekyo kubiri sura yako na ujiro mukaga.
2 Corinthians 4 verse 6.
Noromo 7
and 7.
Abakolisi ekyo kubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olwo mukaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 from verse 6.
Kubanga katonda yayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza eyeka mu mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo olunyi olw'omusanvu naye obugagga obwo tulinabwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri katonda so si eri ffe
katonda yalagira omusana gwake mu kizikiza
God commanded light shine in darkness
Yes,
praise Jesus. Darkness of the lies of this world or of Satan. Light. Knowledge of God's glory before Christ. Now the treasure. What is sent in the vessel of clay, we get filled of the Spirit.
Of
the full knowledge of God and His glory. Then you get filled. Treasure, as they say, they got filled of the Spirit. Even the one of knowledge comes is a treasure. It lightens no lies.
Understand
what they told Apostle John Mulinde.
The mighty
outpouring of the Holy Spirit in power.
First
in His fullness. As today.
What is
followed, spoken down in the vision of Apostle John Mulinde. Their heart to be fulfilled when this is not there. What you heard in the first part. Fifth part, portion A.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now that word, knowledge
of
God's glory before Christ, that you see is the eternal life. And you've come understanding. God's people are destroyed for lacking knowledge. The John 17 verse 3 as he says this.
Yokana isule ye 10 musanvu no runyiriri olwokusatu.
John chapter 17 verses 3.
Buno bwe bulamu obutagwawo okumanya gwe katonda omwo wa mazima noyo go watuma Yesu Kristo.
Ye kati omoyo wo kumanya oyo.
Now that spirit of knowledge.
Areto okumanya katonda okujudde.
Brings the full knowledge of God and His glory.
Era okumanya Kristo Yesu.
And
okumanya Kristo Yesu.
Knowledge of Christ Jesus.
Kigambo cha
katonda. The word of God. And we give an eternal life. Now it appears like this. We've cut off not to get destroyed for the lives of Satan and those of the world. That is revival. That is God's work. Praise Jesus. Told you John 17 verse 3. This is the eternal life. To know the one true God. And the Christ Jesus is sent. Remember in the Hosea 4:6. People of God in the street for lacking knowledge. It means there is a redemption. In that vision it says,
Uganda has a redemptive purpose.
Uganda erina ekiruubirirwa ekyokununula.
Tetuyinza nunula nga taliwo.
We can't not redeem when it's not there.
Yes, we
praise
you.
Jesus much. You read there Hosea 4:6.
Koseye sule yokuna.
Hosea 4 in the verse 6.
Abantu bange bazikiridde olw'okubulwa okumanya. Kubanga oganye okumanya, nange ndi kugaana gwe. Olemenga okubeera kabona gye ndi. Kubanga weerabidde mateeka ga Katonda wo, nange ndi erabira abaana bo.
Yes!
Abantu babadde bazikiridde olw'okubulwa okumanya.
People got destroyed for lacking knowledge.
Those
who rejected knowledge chased them from being priests.
In
the final work on this planet, in the revival,
in
the greatest restoration,
in
the last on this planet Earth. That's why even the evangelist
Benihin,
he went back to revive his theology. That he can come fit in this generation. In his work. The final work on the planet. The prophecy you have to hear from him
is from Uganda.
Revival is coming from Uganda. God told him if it comes from there, that your theology you are into cannot fit in my work. Go back, study the Bible afresh. Read it. Other I sent their field of the Holy Spirit. Find you here speaking. Things which don't fit in knowledge. Knowledge is to get so much revealed. Revelation of the word of God.
We
say without revelation, his people are destroyed. Let's read Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18.
Awatali kubikulirwa abantu bazikirira.
Yes.
Mhm. Na yakwata amateeka alina omukisa.
Labako.
You see.
Ngereno.
This Proverbs
29.
Verse 18.
Awatali kubikulirwa.
Without revelation.
Abantu bazikirira.
People are destroyed.
Hosea
4:6.
Abantu bazikirirwa kubura
kubura. God's people are desperate for lacking knowledge.
Okumanya.
Now knowledge.
Kubikulirwa nyo.
Is to be so much revealed.
Obuziba bwe kigambo kya Katonda.
Of the word of God. And you reach.
When
you know God in his fullness and his glory. When you reach.
All
the world you feel it knowledge of that revival. The Isaiah 11 verse 9 he says. The earth has to be filled knowledge of God. Even the work we are on is the final on the planet earth. You read for us we hear.
Yesaya esule ye 11 no runyiriri olwomwenda.
Isaiah chapter 11 the verse 9.
Tebali rumwa ne wankubadde okuzikiriza kulusozi lwange olutukuvu lwonna. Kubanga enseri jjulu okumanya mukama ng'amazzi bwe gasandikira ennyanja.
Yes.
Isaiah 11
verse 9. They shall no more hurt. Neither will there be destruction. Which has been coming for lacking knowledge. Of the one true God and the Christ Jesus
is
saying. To lack revelation of the light of the word of God. They will no more destroy.
For
the earth will be filled with knowledge of God as the waters spread on the sea.
God is world wide promised to call upon Uganda.
Kuitwa kwa mukama kwa subiza ensizo na okuli ko Uganda.
Same God is final work on plant us.
Ero mulimu katondo kusemba yo kusema zinga wins.
The greatest and last revival.
Okudizwa
kuyas.
Okucha sinze ro kusemba yo kunsi.
Basing in Uganda part of African crown.
Uganda part of African crown.
That is the same as.
Ero te chimuga.
A mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit in Uganda.
Okwomugundo okwomoyo mutukufu ko Uganda.
The fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Obujjuvu bw'omoyo mutukufu.
To help us fill the years with the knowledge of the Lord.
Tuyamba okujjuza ensi n'okumanya kwa Katonda.
Hati gwendo.
Now you. Vision is to interpret when you are filled of the Spirit even though it's not you who spoke it. The sign which marks the fullness of the Spirit of God today.
Yes.
Praise Jesus. Now we speak of Spirit of fear of God.
He
is the sixth spirit.
He
is on the left hand of the lampstand. Who is nearing straight with the Spirit of the Lord. Who is in the middle of this lamp. The one we began with the seventh. But this spirit of fear of God. Isaiah 11 verse 2 is spoken of like this. Isaiah 11 verses 2.
Omoyo gwa kumanya n'okutya mukama.
Yes. Those filled of the Spirit. The seven spirits of God.
Eyes
of God set in the whole earth to lead in the final work. The Spirit of God is among them.
And
when you see them, they have the spirit of fear of God.
It's
not to humble themselves on the idols.
Maria.
Hail Mary.
No.
Not to humble yourself physically. No. It's to hate evil. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. What as he said. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13.
Amalala ne sikuti, ne kube bi, Naka mwaka bamba avu, bie nchawa.
Yes. Kutia mkama mweo, kutia mkama umra bila mbana bi.
The spirit of God upon which sin is children.
Mwajuzi duo kutumi wakumuli mkuno.
Failed to be set in this
one.
They hate evil totally.
Kutia mkama kutia wachibi.
The fear of God is to hate evil.
Binebiaka mwaka bamba avu, kukere vita sana, vita jamu kamwaka akatunda.
Now, last mouth speaking what's not worthy to fit in the mouth of God.
Ngato yu giranti mkama kufuda kamwaki.
Yet, God has made you his mouthpiece.
Kamwaka bamba avu.
A powerful
sukuti. Amalala.
Pride and arrogancy.
Noku vanga mkori ya mkama kono nyabiyo
ya. And to pervert from the ways of God, seek for what you want.
Kwa shiku kutia mkama.
That is not fear of God.
Ila putusha kukula banga toli mwoyo wa mkama.
We can see you in you, there is no spirit of the Lord.
Nyamakuba dobu tundu tundu bo mwoyo.
Lift up a portion of the spirit in you.
Kari kuchino tuwa gira kufukiwa kwa mwoyo kwa mugundu.
On this we speak of mighty outpouring of the spirit.
Mwoyo mtuko wajivu.
The Holy Spirit in his
voice. Airidwa mulimu ugusema yuku semazinga wese.
Forward the final work on this planet earth. Tell all you fear not Satan, what is prepared. God, who is prepared, raised in the standards. The spirit of fear of God is there to help many come from evil.
As
the light of the word of God spread the world as today. Let us read we hear. Proverbs chapter 16 verse 6.
Okusasira n'amazima byebirongoso obutali butuukirivu. Era okutya Mukama kwe kujja abantu mu bubi.
Yes.
Wola biro moyo okutya Mukama mbaweereza.
The spirit of fear of God filling
us. Babulira ku kibi paka nga mutivamu.
The breach of sin till we depart from it. All come from the spirit of the Lord. Who out of him cometh seven branches. To make fullness of the Holy Spirit. Who was spoken in this prophecy. Of the apostle John Mulinde.
A
prophecy on Uganda.
Released
1995. In the book. Entitled Nation in the Crossroads. And he said that
God said
Mukama Yagamba,
mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to come upon the nation of
Uganda.
It is going to transform this nation
and
the church
ne kanisa
from what it is today. What
they were from 1995
paka omwaka 2022
up to their 2020
kanisa mu Uganda.
Church in Uganda and the whole world. And it's moved to be in ignorance.
It's
ended to be in ignorance. What is following? Church on the top. The mountain of the house of God. Spoke basic in Micah. Chapter 4 verse 1-5. Isaiah chapter 2. Verse 1-5. Come to pass in the latter days. The mountain of the house of God. On the top above all mountains, the political mountain, the mountain of economic mountain, the mountain
of
games and sports, the mountain, the social mountain, the mountain of spiritual wickedness. The mountain of God on the top. The church of God in the whole world. By his Holy Spirit promised. Basic in Uganda.
Come
to his final back on the planet. Revival. The restoration. The greatest and the last. He said,
it is going to break many things that has become barrier to his works.
Chigenda menye bintu binye biba debis puse ebizizo mulimo gwe.
It is going to change everything.
Genda choose to be on
now. Glory his name.
Okugulumiza erinya lye.
Have you
had the Holy Spirit and you've come? Tell me what will remain exalting itself. And then you
are
it speaks not by power, not by might.
Zachariah
4 says, but by the Spirit of God.
Since
he's come, you judge. No more hindering in his work, the final on the planet earth. We shall come back with the fifth part, portion C. To explain what followed in this vision.
Ngabo ulidenti agenda kugurao borders.
As you've heard, it's going to open up borders and break. All barriers which hindered the final work.
By
that spirit powered to empower us. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.